If you are a believer, this very second, just as you're sitting there, you have a good work going on inside of you by Almighty God.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for Pastor Bill's continuing study in the New Testament epistle of Philippians. Today, Pastor concludes the message, Oh, what joy! Let's listen in now.
Remember Paul and Silas, they were singing hymns at midnight and psalms unto God. I wonder what they were singing. I've got that joy, 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 joy down in. Never mind. I don't know what they were singing, but as they were worshiping the Lord, they had joy, didn't they? Even though they were beaten, they were in pain, there was real blood upon their backs. And God did something. Not Paul, not Silas, God did it. He caused a great earthquake and all the prison doors, remember, came open and the jailer was ready to kill himself, like I said a moment ago. Listen, it was God who is doing the work that causes those things. No, joy. If you are in Christ Jesus, Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. If you are a believer, this very second, just as you're sitting there, you have a good work going on inside of you by Almighty God. Man, I don't know how we could not have joy because God is doing it all. We're His masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10, we're His masterpiece created for good works, loved one. Oh, listen, if you are in Christ, if you are born from above, I want you to listen to me now. No one, if God is working in you, you may be here this morning, you are depressed, you are despondent, you are down. You might not even want to be here. But if God, if you're saved and Jesus is your Lord, God is working in you. And listen to me, no one can stop it. No one, no devil in hell can stop it. Are you listening to me? No circumstance can stop God. He is God Almighty. He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for Him. Amen? He's working in you. You may go, I'm not going to make it. I'm not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You know what? You maybe you're a prodigal, or you're listening live. You're listening on the radio right now, wherever you are. You backslid. You ran away from God. Well, God doesn't run away from you. No, He goes after the sheep, doesn't He? Yeah. He's the prodigal father. He's the one who's waiting for the prodigal to come home so He can beat him up, put him down, cut him down, curse him. Look at what you've done to me. No, look how you've acted. No, God doesn't do that. What does God do? He's waiting for the prodigal son to run and come home. He says, oh, when he gets there, I'm going to put my arms around him. I'm going to put the ring on his finger, the sandals on his feet. I'm going to put a robe to cover up his shame and his filth, and I'm going to go kill the fatted calf, and we're going to have a Texas barbecue. Amen? Listen, God has begun a good work in you, and no one can stop it. You may think, oh, I'm not even a believer. Listen, I'm telling you what, Jesus doesn't lose sheep. He doesn't lose sheep. He has never lost a sheep. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:35, Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who can do that? No one. No one can do that. He says, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, I pray you are, I'm persuaded, Paul says, that neither death nor life, angels or principalities or powers, things present, things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing. What a word is that? Meaning anything that man can create, anything that the devil might try to create, any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what I call joy. Listen to me. We're in the middle of a horrendous time in our nation and this pandemic and all the rest of the junk that's happening. You should live in Romans chapter 8. Do you hear me? You should live in it. You should have a Bible on your nightstand, like I told the early service, and it should be open to Romans 8. You should read all of those verses and say, good night, Lord. I have the joy of the Lord. I've got it made. I might die. Well, don't worry. It won't separate you from me. Life or death. I just read it. You ought to read it every night and every morning. You need to live in Romans 8. Live in Romans 8, loved one. Listen, what God or whom God saves, he saves completely. He doesn't save partially. No one is half saved. Are you listening to me? No, when God saves, he saves eternally. And I thank God that when he saved me and he saved you, you know what happened? The day of our judgment, the day of our condemnation passed away forever. Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're safe. You're safe if you're really in Christ Jesus. Jesus told us in John 6:37, all that the Father gives to me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Oh, what joy. That scripture from the lips of Jesus is not only certain, it is secure and completely unchangeable. If you are in Christ Jesus, you have a calling that can never be revoked. If you are in Christ Jesus, you have an inheritance that can never, ever be defiled. If you are in Christ Jesus, you have a seal, the seal of the Holy Spirit, that you're sealed until the day of redemption. You have a seal that no one can ever break, and you have a life that will never, ever perish. Amen? Oh, I think, oh God, no wonder Jesus said in John 10:28, he says, and I give them eternal life. You can't earn it. I give them. Means eternal life is a gift. He says, I give them eternal life, and I love this part. And he uses the word, and they will never. And in the Greek, it's a double negative, which means it would read, and they will never, no, never, no, never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Do you believe that scripture? God can't lie. You know, I'm going to tell you, if you are in Christ, he is working in you and you're going to make it. Because God doesn't quit something he starts. And you can run from God, and you know what happens when you run from God? He'll break your leg. That's what a shepherd does. You have one sheep that keeps running off. Bah, bah. Come here, buddy. I have to go climb another rock to find you. Come up here to your shepherd. I love you. That's the truth. They break that leg. Why? Because now that little lamb, that sheep, is going to be dependent upon the shepherd the rest of his life. Does that make sense? See, God has a way. God has a way. He's always, and he will never let you down. Do you know that God has never failed you? In my early walk, I did blame. I said, you failed me. But what am I, 50 now? Now I can honestly, with all my heart, I can look back through days of unemployment, no food in my refrigerator for my family, not a dime of insurance, no bank account. I can look back and I can say with all truthfulness, my God has never failed me, not once. I have failed him, but he has never failed me. Oh, no. All of us are in training at times for reigning. Do you understand? We have to be disciplined. We have to learn that God is the source of everything that we need, and he will indeed get us home. That's why we can be confident, loved one, that he who began a good work in you, in me, will complete it to the very day of Christ Jesus. Listen, and if you don't believe that, you'll never have the true joy that Jesus died and gave you. Remember what Jesus told the disciples, I think it's John 15:11. He says, these things I speak unto you that you may have I give unto you my joy. The Lord said, I give you my joy. He gave it to us. And that your joy may be full, overflowing. That's what Jesus wants us to do. You're going to make it, loved one. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 138:8. He will perfect God. God will perfect those things concerning you. And listen, there's a lot of things that need to be perfected in my life. Amen? But he's going to get me there. Now listen, God who never fails is working in you until the day of your death. Is that what that verse 6 said? Until the day of your death? Until the day of Christ Jesus. It will, listen, not the day you die, but the day that you see him is a day that that scripture will come to completion. Let me give you the scripture, 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the children of God. It's not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, when Jesus comes for us, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So until the day of Jesus Christ, you know why Paul had such joy? He lived a lifestyle of expectancy. He believed that Jesus could return, meaning the catching away of the church. That's what the day of Christ is. The catching away of the church. That we call it the rapture. Do you believe that that could happen today? I mean, think about it. That we really could meet the Lord in the air today and be changed instantaneously and be with him forever and ever and ever. That can really happen, and it is going to happen to some generation. No one can prevent it. No government can prevent it. No Bible college. No one can stop God. Amen? Oh, listen, he's coming. You know, the Bible, when we think about Jesus returning, you know, it says in Philippians 3:20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also, Paul writes, eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. You want joy? Here's the deal. You have it, but you got to take your eyes off some things. You have to take your eyes off of Washington, D.C. You can't do one thing about it except pray. That's it. Don't let that control your life. Don't let what's happening up there control your life. Man, we're not, listen, we live in America, but we're citizens of heaven. We are resident aliens, if you will, okay? Resident aliens living in a post-Christian nation. America is no longer Christian, but we are. Oh, take your eyes off Washington. Be safe, but take your eyes off the pandemic. It doesn't rule. Listen, you're not going to die until it's time for you to die. You know what I'm saying? I lingered in the bed for over 20 days. I thought I was going to die. I even asked God to kill me when I had COVID. I'm serious. God, I guess he just wanted to punish me. I don't know. I'm joking. Not really. Like I told you, I repented for things I never done. I repented for sins that you've never committed. I was praying for dead people. I mean, you know, listen, when God wants you to go home, you're going to go home. So don't worry about it. Amen? So in the meantime, just live for the Lord. And don't waste your life. Paul didn't waste his life. Why not? Listen, love people now. Love your family now. Help one another now. Be kind. Be tenderhearted. Loving one another. Just like Jesus loves us. Amen? Live. Don't waste your life. Live right this minute. And Paul says, just as it is right, verse 7, for me to think of you all. Now watch this. Because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation are the guarantee of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Paul is in prison, but Paul was not silent in prison. Paul was bound, but God's word is never bound. Amen? And he uses two words. He uses the word there, defense and confirmation. Defense, we get our word apologetics, okay? So a person who defends by speaking. So what he's saying is that I'm in prison, but I am standing up for Jesus Christ, and I'm defending the good news of the gospel. And a question, is it a joy for you to share the good news of Jesus Christ? Listen, we have the greatest message ever given to mankind. Do you understand? Remember when the angel came to the shepherds out there in the field at the birth of Christ, and he said to them in Luke 2:10, the angel said to the shepherds, don't be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be to all people. So sad that not all people believe it's good news or great joy. Loved one, listen, that great joy, what is it? It says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord, we have a Savior. There's not any greater joy that can be found. All of our sin, the penalty of sin, the power of sin, the consequence of sin is removed from our life. That doesn't mean we don't sin, but I'm saying that we're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Loved one, listen. It says, you are all partakers of me. There's that word koinonia again. Partakers of this grace. Do you know what a Christian is? A Christian is not only a person that's saved, that Christ is in, that God is working in. A Christian is a person who stands 24/7 in the unmerited, unconditional, unearned, undeserved grace of the true and only true and living God. Amen? We have that grace right now. How can we not be joyous? The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, it talks to us and it says, in him, meaning Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Man, according to the riches of God's grace. Not out of his riches, but according to the riches. I read a very interesting article yesterday about Elon. Is it Elon Musk? Is that how you say his first name? Elon owns, it's Tesla, right? Those are quiet cars. Have you ever noticed that? A little humor, never mind. Now listen, let me read this. Elon Musk is the world's richest man. Tesla stock is worth $195 billion. That is $10 billion more than Jeff Bezos. Is that Amazon? Okay, 10 more than that guy. Now listen, let's say that Elon Musk, the world's richest guy, gives us a call and says, hey, Bill, going to be showing up at one of the services, and I'm going, well, praise the Lord, you're going to bring a Tesla, or why are you coming, you know, or whatever. But he shows up, and he gives this guy, who is the richest man in the entire world, and he gives $25. Did he give according to his riches? No. He just gave out of his riches, didn't he? God gives according to all that he has. That's the grace that has been given unto us, loved one. Yesterday or 2 days ago, when Tesla, the people that work for him, they were notified that he is now the richest man in the world. Listen to what, when he found out about it, listen to what he said. His response, just 6 words. He goes, in other words, they said, you're the richest person in the entire world. He goes, how strange. And then he goes, well, back to work. I love it. No, I love it. Oh, what joy. Listen, we are richer than Elon Musk. Do you understand me? We are co-heirs with Christ. Everything is ours. Corinthians says, Paul says, all things are yours. Everything that Christ has, he is going to share equally with all of us. Do you understand? We're children of God. Listen, how should we respond to all that? Just like Elon Musk did. Back to work. In other words, relaunch. You're listening live, you're at home because you thought it was going to snow. No, listen, it's time to get back in church. It's time to fill up this church again. It's time to go back to work, amen? We want to prepare. We're going to prepare for the relaunch. It may be in the summer, I don't know, but we're going to prepare. We're going to go back to work. Verse 8, quickly. For God is my witness. This is incredible scripture. How greatly I long for you all with the affection, or literally with the heart of Jesus Christ. I don't know this kind of love. Matter of fact, when I type out my sermon, I said, what kind of love is this? He says, I'm calling on God, our Father, to be my witness to you. He says, my heart beats for each of you as does the heart of Jesus Christ. Can we say that? Can we say that? Can we practice that? I mean, can we do that? How could Paul even say that? Very simply, Christ, our life, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is not power, is not fame. For me to live is only one thing and one person. For me to live is Christ. Paul told the church at Galatia, in Galatians 2:20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. I died. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who liveth, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Oh, listen. You want joy? There, it's right there. Well, Bill, we can't love like that. Really? Is there a different gospel? Is there a different Holy Spirit? Romans 5:5, this hope does not disappoint. Why? For the love of God, the very love of God, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God that has been given unto us. Listen, love is always the key. You'll find that out in a greater way next Sunday. The Lord willing, if we're still here. Remember what Paul says, oh, be tenderhearted one to another, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you, Ephesians 5:1. And he says, and be imitators of God. How? As dear children walking in love. We don't have the right to beat people up and beat them down. That's wrong and that's sin. We've been called to lift people up out of despair. We've been called to lift people that are hurting and beaten down and on the road to hell or whatever, to love them. Amen? That's the great commandment, loved one. Not only to love God, but love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus in the upper room, one of our vision statements of the three scriptures, the vision statement for this church, in the upper room, hours before Jesus died in John 13, 34, and 35, what did he say? He said to the disciples, he said to us, a new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment in contrast to the old covenant. He says, a new law I give it to you, that ye love one another as I've loved you, to the same degree. That's what we're supposed to do, Mario. I love you. I want to love you with the Lord, all the love that God's put in my heart. You understand? That's what we need to do here. That's what we've been doing for 28 years, loved one. Love never fails. It's not just something we put there. That was the very first word God spoke to me in my bedroom on the very first service of this church all these years ago. It lives in my heart. Love never fails. And Jesus goes on and he says in verse 35 of John 13, he says, and by this all will know that you are my disciples, for you have loved one for another as I have loved you. Not because you call yourself a Christian, not because you go to church, not because you have a big Bible and you know half of the New Testament. No, he said, by this, you love one another. If you'll do that, if you'll love people like I love you, you know what? The whole world's going to know that you belong to me. That's what it's all about. Lloyd Jones, and I'm closing, Lloyd Jones says this. He says, the first Christians conquered the ancient world by just being Christian. Isn't that a great word? He says, it was their love for one another and their type of life that made such an impact upon the pagan world that there was no question. There's no question that and this is the greatest need of the hour. Maybe you don't know Christ. Maybe you're here and you don't know Christ. You're listening live and Jesus, you never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life. You know, when Jesus sent out the 70 disciples, remember in Luke's gospel, he sent them out, and not apostles, disciples like you and me, gave them power over the unclean spirits to heal the sick, raise the dead, and all that. And they came back to him, and they said, oh, Lord. And they came back with great joy. He said, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And Jesus goes on, and he down lower in Luke's gospel, and he goes, listen, don't rejoice in that you have power over the demons. He says, rejoice, have all kinds of joy, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen, there is no greater joy than knowing that your name is in the Book of Life in heaven, and it can never be erased. Do you understand? Does that not just joy just spring up? But if your name is not up there, you're in trouble. Because you're going to be separated. If you don't receive Christ, you're going to be separated from God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. Do you understand? Jesus is real. As our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. If you're here this morning and Jesus Christ, he's not your Lord. You've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life. You don't have to get out of your chair, but right there where you are, you know what you have to do? Just do this. Lift your hand and say, Bill, I want Jesus. I want to be saved. I want heaven to be my home. I want to know that I'm saved. I want Jesus to be my Lord. If that's you, just lift your hand. Put it right back down. Lord, I don't see anyone here, but maybe they're home. Maybe their hands all over America, maybe around the world. They're listening right now or maybe by radio. But listen, just ask Jesus. Say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. I confess you with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And you said, if I would believe that and confess Christ as my Lord, you would save me. He'll save you now if you'll do that. In the mighty name of Jesus, please run to him now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Church say, amen.
Pastor Bill's study from Philippians continues on our next broadcast, and we look forward to seeing you again. We appreciate you listening with us today. God bless, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.